Good day, everyone. Today is actually the feast of St. George the Martyrs. Reflection from the Diocese of Nassau in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands by the Venerable G. King C. Knowles, Assistant Priest at St. Anne's Church in Providence, Bahamas. Let us pray. Almighty God, who gave your servant George boldness to confess the name of our Savior Jesus Christ before the rulers of this world, and courage to die for this faith, grant that we may always be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in us, and to suffer gladly for the sake of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. My text, prepare for resistance, be fearful. Welcome to part two of our presentation. Jesus continues to explain why they need to be careful. They are going to be put on trial, flogged in synagogues, and dragged before government leaders. You are going to be put in trial. You are going to be uncomfortable and painful situations. But notice the reason why in verse 18. The reason is to give them an opportunity to be a witness of Jesus before them. Bad things are going to happen to you so that you can proclaim the gospel. Do we think of our work in that way? Think about how true this is in the book of Acts of the Apostles. Persecutions are happening to the Christians and the apostles, but they use their persecutions to continue telling people about Jesus. The Apostle Paul keeps talking about Jesus when he goes before each ruler for his various trials. Jesus confronts his apostles by telling them that they will have the Spirit of my Father who will be speaking through them. But the difficult circumstances do not end there. Read St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 21. Read verse 21, rather, to verse 22. Family is going to be going up against family. Listen to verse 21. Brothers will betray brother to death. The father will have his child put to death. The children will rise against their parents and have them put to death. The gospel is going to cause family betrayal, strife, and difficulty. I want this picture to rest on us for a moment. Too often, we can think that we must do all we can to maintain family harmony, don't we? We will give in to our family members about spiritual truths because we want to maintain peace. Jesus says that this is not the goal. The gospel is going to cause friction and family problem. It is not because we make those problems. It is not because we are acting nasty or ugly, but we are going to speak the gospel and live the gospel, and there are going to be family members who do not like it. Your family can reject you because of your desire to live for Christ and proclaim Jesus. Jesus even says in verse 22 that you will be hated by everyone because of the gospel. The gospel tells people that they are in sin, need rescue, and Jesus is the answer. People are not going to be happy about that. They are going to want to live according to their desires and their wisdom. They're going to resist you and hate you because you are the light in the darkness. So listen to what Jesus says in verse 22. You are going to need endurance. The one who endures to the end will be saved. You are going among wolves. You are going to lose your family and friends. You are going to need endurance. So how are we to go out on our mission when these are the conditions that we will experience? Jesus says that you are not to have fear, chapter 10 and verse 26. Jesus says to have no fear of them. How can we go into this mission fearlessly? We look at what Jesus says to help us quell our fears. He helps us to quell our fears by trusting in Him as our teacher and as our Lord. May God continue to strengthen you on this day as you celebrate St. George. Remember, he was fearless. He was not careless, but fearless. But he stood firm for that which is right. May God bless us this day and forevermore. Amen.